In this week's parasha, we find the mysterious episode of Yehuda and Tamar. The Torah tells us that before their encounter, Tamar asked Yehuda, "What will you give me as payment?" And Yehuda replied, "I will send you a goat for my flock." When Yehuda gets back home, he wants to fulfill his pledge. So he approaches his good friend Adelami, and he asks him to deliver a goat to Tamar. But there's something very bizarre about Yehuda's request. This was Yehuda's most degrading and disgraceful incident of his life. Why did he confide in his best friend by asking him to do the delivery? Couldn't he send the goat in an Uber? Or just walk into a UPS store and send it anonymously, pay cash and don't include the return address? So let's examine the word friendship. What is considered a true friend? So how many friends do you think an average person has on Facebook? Incredibly, the answer is 338. What's even more amazing is that in a time of crisis, statistics show that you can only count on two of those friends to be there for you, to bail you out from a predicament. Truly incredible. People like to live this life of illusion, the social media life, where they portray this glorious and impeccable image to the outside world, to their 338 so-called friends. But only their true friends know what's really going on in their lives, their challenges, hardships, and struggles they encounter on a daily basis. Social media friends, the followers, the likes, those are all fake and fictitious. So how do we determine who's a true friend? So the Torah tells us, Yehuda was in a very precarious position. He had to make good on his pledge. But who can he confide in? So the Pasuk says, he turned to Adelami. Yehuda knew that he wasn't just an imaginary friend. How did he know he was a true, genuine friend? Because when you can share your most humiliating and embarrassing moment of your life with someone, and you know they will still support you and not judge you, that is a genuine friend. And that is why he confided in Adelami. During Sheva Brachas, we make a bracha that refers to the just married couple. Sameach Tesameach Reim O Ahuvim. We allude to the couple as Reim, friends. Why Reim specifically? There are many other phrases in Lashon Kodesh for the word friends. Yedidim or Chaverim. Why Reim? And the answer is very profound. The word for friend in Hebrew is Reya, spelled Reish Ayin. The word for Ra, bad, is also spelled Reish Ayin. What is the connection between the two? It's this same idea. Because when you can reveal Ra to Reya, then you got a true friend. If you feel comfortable to reveal the bad things you have done to someone, your flaws and blemishes, things that you're not proud of, and they will not judge you or look down on you or think any less of you, that is a true, authentic friend. Likewise, when a young couple gets married, it's with the understanding that it will not always be smooth sailing. Invariably, human beings aren't perfect. We all have our faults and our shortcomings. That's why we tell this young couple, Reim Ohuvim. Reim. Even when the times is Reim, when life is not perfect, you should still be Ohuvim. There should still be love and respect between you. That's why we say, Sameach Tesameach Reim Ohuvim. One of the most famous mitzvahs in the Torah is Vahavta L'Re'acha Kameicha. Why not Vahavta L'Chavarecha Kameicha? Why does the Torah use the expression L'Re'acha specifically? So chaver is from the word chibur, someone that you are closely connected to, someone that gets you, same background, same ideology, someone from your inner circle, someone from your private exclusive WhatsApp group. So of course, you're going to love them and go out of your way to help them. But the Torah is commanding, v'ahavta l're'acha, even when it's ra, even when it may cause you some indignity, he'll say, I can't be seen with that person, with that neb. It's not good for my shidduch resume. So the Torah tells you, even if you might suffer some humiliation, you should still go out of your way and befriend them. And that's why it says, v'ahavta l're'acha kameicha. This reminds me of an unbelievable story. A collier and gemal from the tri-state area went to Dayan Wozner for a feher for a smicha. Rav Wozner starts testing him, and he's blown away. He was knowledgeable in all areas of halacha. His Havana, his Amkus, his Midos, his Yerushimayim, a once-in-a-generation talent. So Rav Wozner tells him, please give me your father's phone number. I'd like to speak to him. He calls him, and he tells him, I just spoke to your son, and I'm so overwhelmed by his bakiyas, his harifas, his overall demeanor. I've never seen anything like this. He's a chad b'dayrei. Please tell me, was he always like this? Was he a child prodigy? And the father tells him, Dayan Wozner, he was a good boy growing up. but definitely nothing like this. But then an incident happened while he was a bachur in yeshiva, and after that day, his whole world changed. And he tells him an amazing story. It was a random Monday in the winter, and after Kriyas HaTorah, they called up my son for Hagba, and he gets up there, and he does a reverse Hagba, something that's typically done on Simchas Torah. This is never done during the year. And this now became the talk of the yeshiva. All everyone wanted to talk about was what my son did. Was it the right thing to do? Today is not Simchas Torah. Is he drawing attention to himself? Is this perhaps B'zayin HaTorah? The yeshiva was tumbling. Later that day, the Rosh Yeshiva called in my son, and he asked him, why did you do it? My son tells him, Rebbe, let me tell you what happened. The bachur that was Oyle Shlishi had a very pronounced stutter. It took him a very long time to complete the bracha. And I observed, as all the bachurim was smirking and sneering, and I knew that all the talk in the yeshiva will be about this boy and his deficiency. So I had to think quick. What can I do to divert attention away from this boy? So I decided I'll do something bizarre and draw attention to myself, and they'll stop talking about him and they'll direct their attention towards me. And Rav Wozner was stunned. And the father says, from that day on, everything changed. He was given a gift from heaven. He became a special lamdan. His understanding, his depth, his diligence, all became exceptional, off the charts. We didn't recognize him. A generational talent. What this boy did personifies v'ahavta l're'acha, putting yourself in harm's way on behalf of your friend. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.